Okay, good morning everybody. Today is Daf Dalet. We're actually on Daf Dalet, about six lines from the top. We're up to Amar Yitzchak. And today we'll learn for Rafu Shlema for Tinok.
Yosef Moshe ben
Chanasara. Amar Yitzchak bar Ada v'Amri La, Amar Yitzchak v'Rei Derv Idi. Mikra, what's the pasuk? Is there a pasuk that tells us that David HaMelech woke up every night at midnight? And the answer is, yeah, there is a pasuk. Or how do you know that he woke up on harp? So the pasuk says, Ura Kvodi, wake up my honor. Ura Hanevel, wake up the kinar, different instruments. Or Ira Shachar, I woke up the dawn. I got up before the dawn. Why? Because he woke up already at midnight. Reb Zira Amar, Moshe L'olam HaVeyada. Really, Moshe knew when midnight was. Moshe knew when midnight was. V'David Nami HaVeyada. David also knew when midnight was. They both knew. V'kivun D'David HaVeyada. Since he knew Kinar Lamalei, why did he need a Kinar if he knew when midnight was? The answer is, he needed an alarm clock, right? La'as ure mishnaze, to wake him up from his sleep. He knew when it was, but how are you going to get up? So he had an alarm clock, he had the Kinar to wake him up. Now, v'kivon de Moshe haviyada, since Moshe knew Lamalei lemeimar kachatos, so why did Moshe say kachatos? At about midnight, this is going to happen. Why do you say that if you knew? So we all know this answer. Moshe Kasavar, Moshe thought, Shema Yitu Atzdignine Paro. Maybe the astrologers of Paro would say, Moshe, Abiyomru Moshe Badaihu. Moshe's a liar. Why is Moshe a liar? Because Moshe said midnight. And according to us, it didn't happen at midnight. It happened at Toho too. Every firstborn dies. That does happen. But it's 2 minutes off. So they're going to call Moshe a liar. So for that, it's amazing the power of deception, right? Every firstborn dies, but since it's 2 minutes off, oh, Moshe's a big liar. So Moshe didn't want to have that even. So what happened? What did Moshe do? Moshe said about midnight. Rashi says, Im ani yodea l'chaven hasha. I know the exact hour. Heim einam yodun l'chaven hasha. They don't. V'kodem shiyigia chatzos. Before it reached chatzos. Yeh yusavim shiyigia. They're going to say it already reached chatzos. It's 11:59. It didn't come yet. Where is it? It's according to us, it's midnight. V'yomru Moshe badaihu. Moshe's a liar. Hilkach tov lachos lashon eini yodea. It's better to not to be such a big shot. I don't know. About midnight.
Does Moshe badai come to say with badai?
Badai means a liar. What the shorish is, I don't know.
No, it's like your brother believer. He made himself.
I don't know. Yeah, it could be. Damar mar, because we learned. Rashi says, "Imasech that's derech eretz, lomad lishon chalomer eini yodea." It's better to say you don't know. Shema tizbada v'tes, rather than lie and make a worse. Better to say you don't know. And the Tosfos points out in Kedushin, when it comes to Torah, that's not an out. Oh, I don't know anything. I'm beyond Moritz. That's not an out. You have the duty to learn. When it comes to things like that, like what does Einstein say about this? I don't know about that. Right? I don't know about that. I'm not an expert in that. So don't lie about that. When it comes to Torah, you shouldn't really have that attitude. Rav Ashi Amar, no. It's a simple answer to this problem. Bepalga Urta Ditzlesar Nahagiar Besar Havikoi. It was the 13th going into the 14th. Right? It was the night before the Havikoi. Vachikara Moshe Li Yisrael. And this is a Moshe test to Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, L'machar, tomorrow, kachatos halayla. Right now, right midnight tomorrow, right now, and the Yotzi B'Sof Mitzrayim, I'm going to take everybody out. It doesn't mean at exactly midnight, Moshe didn't know. Moshe knew. What he was saying was, like tomorrow. Like this, like tomorrow. Okay, more talking about David. So David has a statement in Tehillim, where he says like this, L'David Shomra Nafshi, Ki chassid ani. David calls himself a chassid. It's a funny thing to call yourself, but he calls himself a chassid. Levi Rav Yitzchak, Chad Amar, Kach Amar David L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David meant to say. Ribono Shel Olam, Lo chassid ani. Aren't I not a chassid? Aren't I really a chassid? Why? Shekal Malchim Mizrach Umay Rav Yishen Amat Shel Oshot. Everybody else, all the kings get up at the third hour. V'ani b'chatoz ha'layla akum l'hodos l'cha. I get up at midnight to praise you. That's one opinion. The other opinion, Kach amar David of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam, lo chasid ani, and that aren't I a chasid? Shekal melchei mitzvah umayrev. Yoshim agudos agudos bichvodam. They have all these conventions, right? They all get together and talk about how great they are and what their kingdoms are like. Vani and me, yodai meluchlochos badam, b'shapir u'b'shilya. My hands are busy with the dam, with the blood of placentas and stillborns and newborns. I'm busy with making women tahora. That's what I'm busy with. K'delatar isha labayla. To be matar and isha to her husband. That's what I'm busy with. They're busy with that, and I'm busy with this. So the Ben Yehuda asks that David Melech was a probably excelled in a lot of things. If I have all things, did you pick this to say? Why of all things? Could have said anything. I put on tefillin every morning. The kings don't do that, right? I wear tzitzit.
This is the epitome of being a chassid.
Why?
See, the chassid is defined as the famous Yehuda Sadeh. Right.
He didn't have to.
Tefillin he has to put on.
Right.
But to see Myers done, he doesn't have to. Anyone could do it. But he did it because they wanted to get it. He was able to give a heter where nobody else could. Right. He wasn't hired to do it. So this is a secret.
Right. So the truth is that the Be'iri says something very similar to you. He says, what kind of thing is this Moshe, David HaMelech say, look how great I am. Look how what a chassid I am. It's a little bit of a brag. We wouldn't expect that.
So he needs it because his tefillah was, because yeah. I'm a chassid, then you have to help me because...
Right, so now you're changing what you said. What you said before is better. So the Be'iri says that what he's saying was, compared to other kings,
right.
I'm not comparing myself to other Jews. What makes me better than the Rav in the street? He's also... Right. I'm not comparing myself to them. To them, I'm no bit better. They're involved with Tum and Tahira, so am I. Not better than it. But compared to the other kings, what other king does that? The kings don't do that, only I do that. Right? Okay. Not only that.
What the Pashto says, he's saying that you ordinarily, you're not a chassid, so you can figure out what's good and bad, because you can tell the Yetzer Shlepi. But a chassid who goes to the Mishra Sadin,
okay,
has no way of knowing whether it's really right or it's a trick from the Yetzer. It's
interesting.
So therefore, he's saying, because I'm a chassid, you must help me, because I can't do it myself.
Okay, good. Not only that, elakal masha ani ose, anything I did, ani nimlach b'mifiboshes, Rebbe. I first consulted with Mifiboshes, my Rebbe, with the Amalo, and I told him, Mifiboshes, Rebbe. Mifiboshes, my Rebbe. Right, so it's a question, if you even could say such a thing about your Rebbe, you call your Rebbe his first name.
Well,
so either he added the word Rebbe, or, so that's okay, then maybe you can call him by his first name if he added the word Rebbe, or... The story is that this is what he said. He didn't say Mifiboshes my Rebbe. When the Gemara repeats the story, he throws that in. He said Rebbe. And the Gemara records it and says Mifiboshes my Rebbe. Anyway, Yifed Danti. Yifed Chiafti. Did I do the right, was I Mechayev the right person? Was I Yifed Zachisi? Was I Zocha the right person? I let the right person off. Yifed Taharti. Yifed Tamesi. Below Boshte, I wasn't embarrassed. So the Ben Yehuda says, why didn't he just say one sentence? Did I do it right or not? It gives a prat. Did I do this right? Did I do that right? Did I do the other thing right? Because normally, most people, when they want to get approval from their Rebbe or their teacher, and they're afraid maybe they didn't do it right, they don't do this. They say to the teacher, did I do good or not? Did I do good on this question? And did I do good on that question? Did I do good on that issue? Did I do good? The more time you ask, the more you open up to criticism. That's exactly what David HaMelech did. He asked on each little thing, he wanted to make sure there was no criticism. Most people don't do that. Right? They would ask as fast as possible to get the issue over with, right? Amar Rishua Braid of Edi, Mikra. It says, Va'adabra be'edosecha, neged malachim. I spoke about your edes to the other kings. V'lo evosh. I wasn't embarrassed. Tana, lo mifiboshes shemo. His name wasn't really mifiboshes. Elo ishboshes shemo. His name was ishboshes. V'lama nikra shemo mifiboshes. Why was he called mifiboshes? Shayim Vayesh Pnei David Bahalacha, because he embarrassed David in Halacha, as we explained. Didn't embarrass him, but he told him, maybe you made a mistake over here, maybe this is not right. Lafikach, therefore, Zacha David V'yatsi Menu Kilav, he was Zocheh, that Kilav was one of David's children. Kilav is one of the four people, the Gemara says, died only because there's a Xer that everyone has to die. Otherwise, they didn't deserve to die. We don't know anything about this person. Except for the fact that he was David's son, he's mentioned here, and he died without any sin. We don't know anything about him. All right. Vamar Rav Yochanan, Lo Kilav Shmo, that wasn't even really his name. Ella Daniel Shmo, his real name was Daniel. Olam Anikra Shmo Kilav, so why was he called Kilav, which comes from the word from Shayim Mechalim, Pnei Mephibosheth Valacha. Right? He embarrassed Mephibosheth in Halacha. In other words, his son was Zochet to best Mephibosheth. Valav Amar Shlomo Bechachmazo, and Shlomo said this in his wisdom, Bini Im Chacham Libech Yismach Libi Gam Ani.
Sure, he went back to all the times with Mephibosheth.
Yeah.
Kasha to Shlomo.
And they figured it all out,
and
right.
He answered Mephibosheth. Right. No more.
Right. The Omer, and we also say, Chacham Bini, my son, the wise one, V'samach Libi V'ashiva Charpi Davar. Right, he returned all the Cherpa, all the Busha that I had, it was all returned back to Mephibosheth through his son.
How long did Mephibosheth live?
And he lived a very short time. I think... I'm not sure. I don't know. I always mix up those people.
Because he's David's Rebbe. Yeah. He's Shlomo's son.
Right. I don't know. Now, next. Did David, Mikari Lanafshe Chassid? Would David call himself a Chassid? Would he really do that? Why wouldn't he do that? Because elsewhere he says, Lule Hemanti, Liros Betuv Hashem, Be'eretz Chayim. Right, I don't know. I'm wondering that I'm debating. Would I merit to see the Eretz Achayim? In other words, how can he call himself a chassid if by the same time he was worried whether he's going to merit to be Eretz Achayim? Tanam Shneider of Yosi, Lama Nakud al Lule. Why are there dots on the Lule? Whenever there are dots, whole issue. You remove the letters, so it shouldn't say Lule. It's low. It really is a low amount. I don't trust myself that I'm going to be zocheh to Olam Haba. Amar David l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Muftach ani b'cha, Shatzam Hashayim Sachar Tov L'Tzadikim L'Asid Lavo. I trust you, Hashem, that you are going to give. I trust you, Hashem, that you're going to give Sachar to Tzadikim L'Asid Lavo. I will any idea. I don't know if I'm going to be part of that. I don't know if I'm going to be zocheh to that. Lo hemanti. I don't know. I don't trust myself. So, but how can he call himself a chassid and say he doesn't know? The answer is, Shema Yigrom HaChet. Maybe Chet caused him to lose his Olam Haba. Rashi says, Shema Yigrom HaChet. It's like in the middle of the wide lines down there. He says, Tirutzuhu. That's the answer. La'olam really mukhzik biyado shu chassid. He knew he was a chassid. V'zeh shesafek biyado. What was his safek? Im yire betov Hashem. Why? Maybe he sinned. It's going to sin, and the chet will prevent him from receiving the good. You have a question?
Sure. The good never goes away. You have mitzvahs and you have debts and credits.
Where am I? Can Yaakov or Edi? Yaakov or Edi Rami? Siv. Yaakov Avinu said, Hashem told Yaakov, Hinei Anochi Imach Bishratika Bechal Shateilech. I'm going to be with you wherever you go. Uksiv, and it says, "V'yir Yaakov Ma'od." Yaakov was afraid. Amar, he said, "Shema Yigrom HaChet." Maybe the Chet is going to take away any merit I had. Kidetanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. This pasuk is a reference to Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Zu Bia Rishona. That's when they went into Eretz Yisrael the first time with Yehoshua. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa Zu Bia Shnia. That's the second time they went in with Ezra. And Mikan Amru, the fact that they're together in the same pasuk, Amru Chacham, the Chacham said, Ruin Ha Yisrael, Yisrael were worthy, Lasos, Lahem, Nes, B'yimei Ezra, Kederech, Shanasa, Lahem, B'yimei Yehoshua Ben Nun. They would have been worthy, theoretically. They would have merited the same miracles that happened when Yeshua, the Yarden split, and the wars were a joke. All the things that happened could have happened to Ezra too. Ella shagarim hachet. Chet removed it. Chet made them lose it. Okay.
So what about mitzvahs go to your credits, the affairs go to your debits, they don't cancel?
It's been a virus that overpowers it. I don't know.
Okay, next. The Chachamim omrim ad chatzos. So the Chachamim say ad chatzos. That what? you can only recite Shema until Chatzos. There's a whole discussion whether that applies to the third parsha as well. The third parsha is not really Shema. The third parsha is only recited because it has the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That might be able to be done after Chatzos in all circumstances, no matter what. That's a machlokas. Anyway, Chachamim Kiman Svirale. Who do the Chachamim hold like? Do they hold like Rabbi Eliezer that it's till the end of the first watch? Or do they hold that it's till Chatzos? So the truth is that the Mishnah said, Rabbi Gamliel said they really hold the whole night. But they said till Chatzos because they want to be Machmir. So what's the Gemara asking? What's the Gemara asking? So the answer is, just because Rabbi Gamliel said that, Rabbi Gamliel said, that's what the Chachamim say. So let's ask the Chachamim what they say. Rabbi Gamliel is very lovely. What do the Chachamim say about this issue? So, Ik Rabbi Eliezer, Svir Elohu, Lembruk Rabbi Eliezer. If they hold like Rabbi Eliezer, let them say that. The Ik Rabbi Gamliel, Svir Elohu, and if they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, Lembruk Rabbi Gamliel, let them say like Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara answers, La'olam really, Rabbi Gamliel, Svir Elohu. Really, they say, you could say Shema the whole night. So why'd they stop at Chatzos? Why'd they say really stop at Chatzos? To stop a person from doing Aveira. What Aveira? That he'll forget and he won't recite Shema. Why? Kidatanya. Chachamim asu siyag l'divrayim. The Chachamim made a siyag. The Chachamim made a siyag. What siyag? They made a fence. Kidei shelo yehi adam b'min asada. A person comes home from the field. He comes home from work, but erev in the evening. Barman, he says, Eilech lebeis, I'm going to go home. V'ochal kima, I'll have a little supper. V'eshte kima, I'll have a little drink. V'ishan kima, I'll take a little nap. And after that, Ekra Kriyashma v'isfala. I'll get up, I'll have a little snooze, I'll get a second wind, and then I'll go to shul and I'll say Shema and I'll daven. What's going to happen to that person? V'chatfas o'shena. He'll fall asleep. V'nimtza, it'll come out. Yashan kala layla. He will sleep the whole night. Aval, but there's the whole, how this changes, listen to this guy. Aval adam b'men asad de'erev. He doesn't go home even. Nichnas l'beis ha'knesses. On his way home, he stops off at shul. Imraga likros kore. If he normally learns a little bit reading, took him good. V'imraga lishnos chone. If he learns mishnayis, even better. The kore kriyashma umispalo. Then he recites kriyashma, and then he davens. So Tosfos says in the top. Tosfos says mikan mashma shemisha shagiyaz man kriyashma shalayla. Once Kriyas Shema Shalayla comes, she'ein lo lechol suda, you can't eat a suda, ad she'ikra Kriyas Shema v'yispal arvus. Until you daven ma'ariv, and then you can eat supper. So that is brought down lahalacha. The question is, if you have a set ma'ariv, does it get pushed off? All these other issues. Then the brayta continues. V'ochal pito, you eat your bread, u'mavarech, and you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? You bench. So how come the Braisa left out making a bracha before you eat? So insistent to say you made a bracha after you eat? What about bracha before you eat? So that no one doesn't assume that. The Ma'on bracha says, you see from here, everyone knows you have to make a bracha before you eat. You even have to make a bracha before you taste something. I'm not even having a big suda. I'm just going to have a little nibble. So for that, right? For that, maybe you're allowed to. In other words, the only time you're not allowed to eat before you, like Tosfos said, you have to have a suda. The only time you're not allowed to eat is if it's going to be a real full-fledged suda, and you're going to bench afterwards. But if not going to be benching involved, then maybe you can eat beforehand. You can have a little bit of a snack. That wouldn't be a problem. Okay? Next. V'chala overal divrei chachamim. If you're over on Divrei Chachamim, you're chayiv misa. Why are you chayiv misa? If you're over on the Divrei Chachamim, it's only a Durabanan. There are many Doraisas, you're not chayiv misa for that. So why chayiv misa on the over Durabanan? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, maybe it's more of a hashkafic idea that if you're over, most people don't have a Yetzihara to be over the Dinei Durabanan. They don't have a Taiva to be over Dinei Durabanan. So why are they? Because they don't think it's important. They belittle the Rabbanan. They don't think it's important. That kind of attitude really is a chayav misa. You have an attitude like that. Others say, that's one answer we give. Then he says, if you do have this idea, you're over the Dinei Chachamim, you don't have an opportunity to do tshuva, you don't think it's important, no, you think nothing's important, and it'll certainly lead to things that you will be chayav misa on. My I think it applies to davening with the minyan. We're going to get to later in the week about davening with the minyan. My shna b'chol duchti lo katani chayiv misa u'may shna hacha d'katani chayiv misa. All of a sudden over here, of all places, the Gemara throws in and it's chayiv misa. So ibo yisema mishum d'ikka ones shena. Because the reason I want to be so emphatic is we don't want you falling asleep. We don't want you to do that. Viva yisema or lafuke mimanda amar tefilas arvis rishus, to exclude the ones who hold that ma'ariv is only a rishus. Kamash mon dechov. It's not a rishus. What does it mean if it's a rishus? So today we don't even say it's a rishus. A rishus, even by them, rishus meant that if you have another mitzvah to do, it might have taken precedence over ma'ariv. It's all meant that by rishus. Well, today I don't feel like doing that. That's not what it means. So we don't want you to think that. So what do we say? You know, you chayav misa if you don't have ma'ariv. Chayav misa for it's only a rishus. It must not be really a rishus. What kind of rishus is that? Right? It's a very funny type of rishus. Okay, next. Amar Mar. Kore Kriyashma u Mispalo. You daven Kriyashma, and then you Mispalo. Misayel Eilu Rabbi Yochanan. This actually supports Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ezehu ben Olam Abba. Who's ben Olam Abba? Zeha Somech G'ula L'Tfilo Shal Arvis. That's somebody who is put gula next to the tefillah of Ma'ariv. What does that mean, gula, some of gula tefillah? They say, Goal Yisrael, and they right away daven Ma'ariv. Why is that such a big deal? Why is that so special? So, look at Rashi, Zeha Somech, so the Gemara said, you do it by Ma'ariv. Says Rashi, the Kolshkein, the Shachris, and for sure by Shachris, the Iker Geulas Mitzrayim, the Shachris Hava. The Iker Geula of Mitzrayim took place at Shachris. Kedichsiv, like it said, Mimachras HaPesach, Yatsu B'nei Yisrael, right? And they went out in the morning. Usmichas Geula L'Tfila, Ramza David B'Sefer Tehillim. Geula Tfila, David alluded to this in Tehillim. Dichsiv, it says, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali in Yud Tes. And in V'Samach Le, Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. Because of this juxtaposition, some hold there's no issue of Geula Tefillah on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. Interesting. Anyway, we're going to get to Mincha and Mosef in a minute. V'amrina bebrachos Yerushalmi, mi she'eino somech Geula Tefillah, if you're not somech Geula Tefillah, l'mahu dome, what are you like? L'ovo shal makom, l'shal ovo shal melech, that's the king's friend, sheba v'dofek al pischo shal melech, you knock on the door, Yotze me amelech and you run away. You knock on the door and you run away. They're pulling a prank. Umatza shehiflig. You found out that it took too long. Afu hiflig. So you're waiting a long time. Ella, you other makiv like Hashem Baruch Hu Elav umiratzehu. You come close to him with tishbachos, with praises, deklusin, and more kinds of praises. Shall you see us this time? Uvahu miskari v'elav ubaodo kari v'elav yeshol lovel tzarachav. While you're praising him, saying how wonderful he is, about Gaul Yisrael, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, all the wondrous things. Now I can ask for my needs. Okay. So before we get to his issue with Mincha and all the other issues that come up, we're not going to discuss answering Amen by Gaul Yisrael in Shachar. The reason we're not going to discuss that is because that Gemara appears on Daf Tes, and we'll do it on Daf Tes. We're not going to discuss that. We're going to discuss every other part of this issue. But before we get to that, the Shita Mekubetz asks, so you say Gul next to Tefillah. So for that you get a Ben Olam Haba? Well, let's put things in perspective. What's the big deal about saying Gul Tefillah? It's a wonderful thing. Rashi just got to saying how fantastic it is. It's wonderful. So for that, it's a very small thing. No, nobody has a taiva not to do this. So why all of a sudden you Ben Olam Haba if you do this? What's so wonderful about it? So the Shita gives two answers. His Shita gives one answer. He says, what it means is, it means somebody who is careful to follow all the rules of the Chachamim, including being Someich Gula L'Tvila, no doubt, such a person is a Ben Olam Haba. So it really has nothing to do with Gula L'Tvila. It means you're the type of guy, you take all the rules of the Rabbanon and you take them to the bank. You're, including this one. That's fantastic. Okay, that's one answer. The Rabbeinu Yonason gives the second answer. What? I have only one over here. I have one over here where he says that if you're Someich Gula L'Tvila, so Mestama, you're very careful to do that. If you're careful to do that, you're careful to be mechaved in all your tefillos. If you're mechaved in all your tefillos, which is one of the biggest challenges of all, if you're mechaved in all your tefillos and you take all those tefillos to heart about your relationship with Hashem and all the mitzvos, chances are you're going to be a Ben Olam Haba.
Another answer to bring on is that just like in Mitzrayim,
yeah,
you even berserker because they had a moon.
Okay.
So therefore, you're saying just like in Mitzrayim, the Geula came because they had a moon.
Yeah.
You have the same intents of moon and night and night.
Okay, that's exactly what I just said, in different words.
You said Kavod and David.
Kavod and David will lead
to
Kavod and Muna. So the third answer is from the same answer, Magat Aluma, because you're going to have Kavod by David, so you're going to have Kavod by Slach Lanu, you're going to do real proper tshuva, and then you're going to be Ben Olam Haba. Okay. The last issue that we have to discuss, we have time for this, is Tosfos. So Tosfos asks, wait a minute, the Gemara says, you have to be Someich Gula L'Tvila by Ma'ariv. Rashi says, for sure, by Shachar. Not for sure, by Ma'ariv. So we say, Gol Yisrael. Then we say, Hashkivenu. Then we say, Baruch Hashem La'olam. And then we say, Shemon Esrei. So a lot, that's not really Someich Gula L'Tvila at all.
You clap in the bim and say Yalav Yalav.
We're going to get to that. V'anu Sha'omrim Yira Einenu. We say Yira Einenu. U'psukim Acherim Acher Hashkivenu. And other psukim after Hashkivenu. What's up with that? Nire de Hoel v'tiknu lehu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made a rule to say that. Tzahavale ki geula arichta. It's like one long geula. De takinu lomer zeh shebesoch kach yispal chaveiro gam hu. Why do we even institute these tefillos? Because if the guy came late, we don't want to rush out of Ma'ariv and make the guy standing there by himself. He has to walk home in a dangerous field by himself. So we added that tefillah so the people could catch up, right? That's why on a Matzah Shabbos, when nobody comes late, we don't say it, right? We don't want people to leave early. So a guy catching up wouldn't say that. So while he's catching up, you would say that, and then you could all leave together. It's very nice. The Gam, also, Yesh Ba'osam Tzukim, in those Tzukim of Baruch Hashem Olam, there's Yud Ches Azkaros, there are 18 mentionings of Hashem's name, Kineged Yudches Brachos Shmona Esrei, Kineged the 18 Brachos Shmona Esrei, V'agav Shetiknu Lomar Osam Tzukim Tiknu Lomar Chesimo Shel Yireinenu. While we're saying that, you might as well say the Yireinenu, the end up with the bracha. It's all not a hefsek. Don't worry about that. Then Tosa V'alacha Kerab Yochanan Bebraisa V'Sayilev V'Chein Pasak V'Hag. That's how we paskin. And then he goes on and on and on. And that this Tosfos is the root to everything. To everything that we throw in the middle. For example, on Yontif, we throw in Vaydaber Moshe, right? Vaydaber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael. And on Rosh Hashanah, we throw in a Pasuk. And on Yom Kippur, we throw in a Pasuk. All these are all considered Kigula Arichta. None of that is a Hefsek. None of that is a Hefsek. There's only a din of Geula, of being Someich Geula Tefillah by Shachris and by Ma'ariv. By Musaf and Mincha, there's no such thing. There's no such idea, which is why by Musaf and Mincha, we say the extra pasuk of Kishay Hashem Ekra. That extra pasuk is always tied to our being Someich Gula L'Tvila. Shachris and Ma'ariv we are, therefore we don't have an extra pasuk. By Musaf and Mincha we're not, therefore we throw in the extra pasuk. What about Hashem Sefer Tiftach? The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. Okay? Yeah.
Is the reason
for Mitzvah So it could be that once they're besakin to say it, so you always say it. Right, so that's basically the reason you don't say it. Because people, what do you mean, came late? You're there for Shal Shudas, you're not coming late. So there's no reason to say it. Or back then, there was no reason to say it. So the question of why it was instituted, do we keep the psak or not?
They
don't say it at all. That's because that's a whole separate story. Now, Tosis is telling you why it's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek because it's one long geula arichta.
So,
yeah, that one part. The Gemara is against about Hashem Sefer Tiftach. Now, Since Tosfos already by Shachris, if you notice, by Shachris, nothing is said between Gol Yisrael and Shimon Esrei. Nothing. We don't stick any. Like I said, we're going to have a whole discussion about the Amen. Even the Amen, a whole discussion. But nothing is said. The Mechaber already says, since we see that Ma'ariv is not as strict as Shachris, you see that already. So at Ma'ariv, after we say, also there's a Kaddish in between, by Ma'ariv, by Shachris there's no Kaddish. Since you see that Ma'ariv is not as strict as Shachris, therefore the Mechaber says it's okay to announce Rosh Chodesh tonight, Yal Yavo, Talamator, Alanisim, which you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei for, because we're not so strict about the Gula, about the Gula. Hefsek is not so terrible by Ma'ariv. Not so terrible, which is why by Ma'ariv, the Shuls will throw in that, they'll yell out Yal Yavo, they'll yell out something, but Shachris, they'll never do that. Right? Because of this Tosfos. Yeah. Good. Okay, next. So, now, Rabbi Shuv and Levi, Omar, Tfilos be'emta tiknum. Rabbi Shuv and Levi has a funny shupa. He says the order of Shema and Shemoneh Esrei is as follows: Shema by Shachris, Shemoneh Esrei by Shachris, Shemoneh Esrei by Ma'ariv, and Shema by Ma'ariv. The Tfilos are in the middle. Beginning is a Ma'ariv, beginning is a Shema, and the end is a Shema. Now we don't hold like that at all, but the Ma'ariv Kamifligi, what are they arguing about? Iboy Tei Makra, the Iboy Tei Masvara. It's either a pasuk or a svara. Iboy Tei Masvara. What's the logic behind this? The Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Geula Me'urta Nami Have. There was a Geula at night. Ela Geula Ma'al Yisrael Ha'ali Elad Tafra. The real Geula was in the morning. Rabbi Shuvan Levi Savar, Kivon De'lo Have Ela Me'tafra. Since there was only Geula in the morning, Lo Have Geula Ma'al Yisrael, there wasn't a Geula at night. Since there wasn't a Geula at night, Shemoneh Esrei comes before Shema. So ask the Chodesh Aviv, just because there wasn't a Geula at night, so why can't you say Shema first? Why can't you? You don't have to. Why can't you? Because after Shema comes the Bracha, and then you have Shemoneh Esrei. So why can't you do that? What's wrong with it? Right? So he answers, because we're going to have the other reason of B'Shachtucha, that we want your Shema to be as close as possible to when you go to sleep. So therefore, we want you to take Shemoneh Esrei first. Which is the next one. The Tzivit says, B'shachacha uvkumecha, when you go to sleep or when you wake up. Rabbi Yochanan Safar, Makish Shchiva Lekima. We compare the two. Ma Kima Kriyashma Vachar Tchat Tfila. So it's like in the morning, it's Kriyashma first and then Tfila. Af Shchiva, so to at night, Nami also, Kriyashma first Kriyashma, Vachar Kach Tfila, and afterwards Tfila. Rabbi Shuvan Levi Savar, Rabbi Shuvan Levi holds, Makish Shchiva Lekima. No, we compare the other way around. We compare going to sleep to waking up. Ma Kima, just like when you wake up, Kriyashma Samach Lemitaso, Kriyashma is closer in time to when you woke up. You say it first. Af Shchiva, so too, at night, the Shchiva is Nami Kriyashma Samach Lemitaso. Kriyashma is next to when you wake up. Masav Mar Braid the Ravina. Wait a minute, we have a kash on that. Why? Because it says that we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Be'erev at night, Mavarech, Shtayim Lefaneha, Ushtayim Lacharel. There are two brachas before Shema, two after. V'yamar Teboi, Lemismach, Lismach. And if you have to have Smicha, Gula, Letfila right away, Halo, Kasamach, Gula, Letfila, it's not true. Teboi, Lemeimar, Hashkivenu. You have to say Hashkivenu. So there's a hefsik. We already answered that. Amru. No. Kiva the Tekinu, Rabbanan, Hashkivenu. Since Rabbanan, Besakin that. It's like one long geula. Because if you don't say that, Shachrit, by Shachrit, hates him much in Samach. How could you have geula tefillah there also? You say Hashem Sivatai Tiftach, which is a hefsik. Now the next part is not part of the discussion, just we throw it in. And at the end of Shemon, as a Haviomer Yi Lerotzen Imre Fi, we say another pasuk like that. Ella, again, Hasam, Kivat Tikni Rabbanah Lemeimah Hashem Sivatai Tiftach. Kitvila richta damya. It's like one long tefila. Hachanami kivu de tekinu rabbanu lemer hashkivenu kigula richta damya. It's like one long tefila. Next, Amar Belazar Amar Avina. Kol Amar Tila David b'chol yom pa'amim shalosh pa'amim. Whoever says Shema three times a day, muftuch lo shnu ben olam haba. I'm sorry. What did I say? What? I'm sorry. He says Tila Dov is Ashrei. B'chol yom, Charles, he says three times a day. Muftach lo shudu ben alba. You're guaranteed to be in the ben olam haba. Rashi says shalosh pa'amim. Rashi says kineged shalosh tfilos. Kineged the three chon esrays. What's that about? The Aruch Hatzchaya, which is the Rosh, says, why do we have to say three times? Say three times, Mistama, one time you'll get it right. Right? Mistama, one time you'll get it right. Say three times, one time you'll do it right, right? And he says, the reason why we say twice by Shachris and once by Mincha, it's funny to say one and one. He says, because we already learned, Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. So people mistreat Meir. Meir gets a short end of the stick. So we don't want people not saying Ashrei. So we said twice by Shachris. Shachris is the best odds are Shachris. So Shachris will say it twice. Mincha, second best odds, will say it once. Meir has the worst odds. We're not going to say it at all by Meir. Okay? My timer. Why do you have to say Ashrei three times a day? Ilema mishum the Aleph Beis. Is it because you have the Aleph Beis? It said in the order of Aleph Beis. What's the big deal of saying in the order of Aleph Beis? Therefore, what?
You give every possible sound.
Right, every possible. It's two answers. The Rebbeinu Tzvi Leibshitz says you're using every possible way of phrasing every letter of alphabet. I use every one. I heard once in another pshat because someone could say, you know, the Gemara says later they wanted to change the nusach of Shmon Esrei. They wanted to say Hakel, Agadol, Agibar, Vanora, Vadis, and that, and that, and that. And they came to him and said, that's all? You're stopping over there? It's really endless. The answer is, we are misaking what the Chachamim said to say, the Anshin HaSak Dola, we're misaking. Really, it's endless. So, same thing over here. The only reason I stopped is because I ran out of letters. Really, it's endless. But if I'm going without, what do you want me to do? I ran out of letters. There's no more Aleph Beis. So therefore, that's like a reason why I stopped the phrases. I stopped the praises, I ran out of letters. You hear that? So, name Ashrei to me. What?
Is there two reasons?
The first was what the Rebbeinu Tzadok said. I'm praising Hashem with every possible letter. They're very similar reasons. Name Ashrei to me, Derech. Why don't you say Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, which is the Isi Taman Ne Ape? It's the Aleph Beis eight times. Each letter of the Aleph Beis at eight psukim. That would be a very long psukim to Zim if we did that. Why don't we do that?
Elam Yishum the
Ishbei Poseches Yadecha, because it has Poseches Yadecha. Ashrei has Poseches Yadecha, which is a Yisod that all our Parnasa comes from Hashem. So name a Hala Gadol. So we should say Hodol Hashem Kitov Kilon Chasto. That capital, the Chsid Bei Nosin Lechem Lachol Basar, which has Nosin Lechem Lachol Basar, right? Ella. Rather, Mishum the Ispei Tarti. No, it has both. It has both. What's the mile of both? So the Gros says, because it has both, what Ashrei is a recognition of the Ruchniistic parts of our world, which is praising Hashem, and the Gashriistic parts of our world, which is Pesachet Yadecha. That's for no other one has that. Now, why are you a Ben Olam Haba? You say Ashrei three times a day. What makes it so great? So the Pnei Yeshua gives a very similar answer to what we said before about being so much Gula Tzvila, that by internalizing these two thoughts every single day, that nothing is mine, it all comes from Hashem, and Hashem is so amazing, that's going to spur you on to be the person you're supposed to be, you'll be Ben Olam Haba. That's one answer. The Abu Dram says, what it means is like this. We all know this from Rosh Hashanah. You're 50-50. You're a 50-50 person. Even someone who says Ashrei three times a day will tip the scale. Why do we need any mitzvah will tip the scale, right?
No,
so the Abu Dram's telling you that this is even a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. This will tip the scale. You're hanging on the 50-50 line. This will tip the scale for you. And the Ben Yehuda says that what it means is that saying Ashrei three times a day will protect you not to lose what you already have. So those are three answers and interpretations. I'm Rabbi Yochanan.
Means,
yeah.
It's 50-50, this is not added.
I understand. Amar b'Yochanan, if you ever notice, in Ashrei there's no nun. We skip that pasuk. Why do we skip that pasuk? Because it mentions the downfall of the enemies of Israel. It means Israel. Because there's a pasuk in Amos that says, Naflo lo sosif kum besulas Yisrael. which is a reference to the 10 tribes. The 10 tribes fell. So why have all psukim that start with a nun, we pick that one? So the Rashba says, because every other nephilah in Klal Yisrael has a Yeshua. Everyone has a Yeshua. The 10 tribes don't have a Yeshua. They're not coming back. They're gone. Right? That's pretty bad. It's pretty sad. So we mentioned that pasuk.
Why don't you say it's that
I know, it's a good question. It's a very good question. I don't know. I was wondering about that. Like, what? You can't find a good pasuk with a nun? I know. I don't know. It's a good question.
You can find, I'm sure, a bad pasuk for every other
one. Right. Right.
I think it has to do with the nun and the tiger because upside
down. I don't know. So the Riaf says, I don't know, the Nun is like the first thing that comes to mind when we say the letter Nun is the word Nefila. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. But that's why he left it out to let you know that if you Mekayim Ashrei, you will have no Nefila. It's like not part of, it's not going to be part of your world. It's not going to be part of your life. That's why it's left out. B'marav ha-matar t'lehachi. Here's how they translated this pasuk in Eretz Yisrael. Nafla. There's a nefila. V'lo tozev, lim palot. There won't be another nefila. Kum besulat Yisrael. Rise up besulat Yisrael. So if that's how you read the pasuk, the question returns. So then why is there no nun in Ashrei? Right? Why is there no nun in Ashrei? So what's the answer to that? So it makes a distinction between if it's a nefila, where there is tshuva, without tshuva. Next. Amar of Nachman Beitzach, afilu hachi, chasad David, v'samcha beruch hakodesh, David nevertheless included Sameach Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. Right? Hashem will lift up all those who fall. Okay, we have a few minutes. We'll go to the next Gemara, which is completely unrelated to anything. Amar B'lazer Baravina, Gadol Ma'ash Nemar B'Michoel, Yosef Ma'ash Nemar B'Gavriel. What it says about Michoel is greater than what it says about Gavriel. Why? Still Michoel Ksiv, by Michoel it says, Yo'uf Eli Echa Ben Asrafim. Right? Yo'uf means he flew. The ilu gabi gavriel ksiv, v'ish gavriel asher re'isi b'chazon b'tchila ma'uf b'ya'af. Which is like a double flying, meaning it took him twice as long to get there. Meaning he's not twice as good. And Michal is even greater. Why is Michal greater? Because Michal is in charge of rachamim, and gavriel is in charge of din. And what do you see? Rachamim is double powerful than din. My mashma d'hai echad Michal hu. Who said that pasuk is a reference to Michal? The Gemara says, "Amar Biyachan Avi Itzich Echad Echad is a Gzer Shava." It's not really Gzer Shava; it's like an illusion. Ksev Hacha B'Yof Eli Echad Ben Asrafim. It says one of the angels flew to me. How do I know that's Michal? Because Ksev Hasam. It says that Gavriel's talking, and Gavriel says, "Hine Michal Echad Ben Asrafim Rishon and Bolas Meini." Michal, one of the angels came to help me. So what do you see? That Michal is one of the angels. That Echad is Michal. Tana, Michal ba'achas. Michal takes one step. Gavriel shtayim. Gavriel takes two. Eliyahu arba. Eliyahu takes four. So I'm not sure what that means. We just said that Michal is twice as great. That's why he's faster. So why is Eliyahu so slow? I don't know. And Malach HaMaves. And the Malach HaMaves is b'shmona. He's the slowest.
It doesn't mean slow. It means they're required to make a hexic in the midst.
But that means it's slow. It takes longer because you're stopping. So what's the pshat in that?
It's weaker because he's required to stop.
So what's the pshat in that? So why did Elio take the slowest? Why does he have to stop? Why is he stopping? And b'shas ha-magefa b'achat. The times of magefa, Elio, the Malach HaMaves comes right away. You know what? We'll do a little more because we have time. Because tomorrow's daf is like... We could spend a month on tomorrow's daf.
The Maestros is wiped out for 3 years.
Yeah. Amir Shubin Levi. Shubin Levi says, Afal pi sha'adam kori adam kriyashma besak neses. Even though a person recites kriyashma in shul, mitzvah lekroso al mitaso. It's a mitzvah to recite it again before you go to sleep. Why is there a mitzvah to recite it again before you go to sleep? So the Rebbe Lumiel says, so you should go to sleep with thoughts of psukim in your head. Isn't that nice? That's why you should do that. Another answer they give is because it's to protect you from the evil spirits that are around at night. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Mikra, what's the pasuk that alludes to this? Rigzu v'al chata'u. Rigzu v'al chata'u means, like, you know, have a struggle with the, have Rigzu, fight with the Eitzahara. Al techtu, don't sin. Imru bilvavchem, you say to your heart, al mishkavchem, on your bed. V'domu sel, then you're silent. Meaning that you should say Shema even when you're going to be silent, even when you go to sleep. And by the way, this is the makar that the Rama says, after you say Kriya Shema Lamita, you shouldn't speak, you shouldn't eat, you shouldn't drink, you shouldn't do anything, because it says V'domu sela. You say Kriya Shema Lamita, and then you're quiet. Amar Rav Nachman, just one more minute, we'll get to the two dots. Im Talmud Chacham Hu, if you're a Talmud Chacham, Eino Tzarech. Why Eino Tzarech? Because he probably held that the reason why you say it is you should go to sleep with thoughts of Torah in your head. Talmud Chacham already has that. Right? Amar Abaya, no, that's Talmud Chacham, he barely the memor. He should say something. Kigo, for example, Biyotcha, in you Hashem, Afkid Ruchi, I entrust my soul, Padisi Osi Hashem El Ha'emes. El Ha'emes. Right? And if you look at the Kriya Shema Lamita, the whole long thing, this is one of the Tzukim in there. This made it to the Kriya Shema Lamita. All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll pick up. Tomorrow we're going to start, hopefully, literally on time. Tomorrow's a very, very, very long time. Again, we learned for Rav Shlaima, for a Tinog.
Yosef Moshe ben Chansal,
he should have Rav Shlaima.